Mr. Randall, I believe you have just about the thickest discipline file at this high school. Well, there probably aren't more than two or three of our rules you haven't broken. Can you tell me why that is, Mr. Randall?
Well, I can't think of everything. Tell you what, let me know what they are, and I'll try to work them in sometime next week.
Sometimes rules are like red capes at bullfights. Wave them in front of us, and, well, we can't help charging at them. We'll see how our minds can turn an instruction to do right into a challenge to do wrong on today's edition of Grace Walk. Author and speaker, Dr. Steve McVeigh.
I was standing in the train station waiting to get on board so I could go downtown one day not long ago. In the station, there's a shaded area beside the track, and you're not supposed to cross the line and get too close to the track. As the train was pulling into the station, an announcer spoke over the intercom and said, "May I have your attention, please? Do not step across the solid line." I looked down to see if it was me, and when I looked down the line, three people stepped out across the line right at that same time. You know, I don't think it would have occurred to them to do that if the man hadn't said over the intercom, "Don't do that." The Bible says in Romans 7:5 that sinful passions are aroused by the law. Just like the people in the train station, when we try to build our Christian life around religious rules, it won't prevent us from doing the wrong thing, but it will prompt us to do the wrong thing. Our life isn't about rules or standing in the right place. It's about Jesus Christ living His life through us.
If you feel like you're addicted to disobedience, call Grace Walk at 1-800-GRACE-11 and let us send you a copy of Steve McVeigh's free fact sheet, Freedom from Enslaving Sins. Again, that's 1-800-472-2311 or visit our website at gracewalk.org. Grace Walk is a presentation of Grace Walk Ministries.